Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. You know, about a few minutes after 7 last night, Rose, did you hear the huge sonic boom? Well, it was a meteorite that was streaking. I wish I had seen this. I certainly heard it. I thought, oh, that's just some plane breaking the sound barrier. It was actually a meteorite streaking over the skies of southern Arizona. That would have been really something to see. Hi, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with ace producer Rosemary Brandt on this Wednesday, December 11th, 2013, as we are now 2 weeks from today from Christmas. Hard to believe. We have a jam-packed, as usual, hour for you. We're going to begin with a conversation with Shelley Keis, Republican candidate for Congress in the 2nd United States Congressional District of Arizona. Keith Rosenbloom will be along about 20 minutes past the hour. Keith is our Mexico border contributor. 30 minutes past the hour, our monthly segment on companion animal care. Some of the things that you should look out for to keep the dogs and cats safe during the holiday season. There are certain things they really should not get near. We're going to find out about some of those holiday decorations that just don't go well with our companion animals. Then it's year-end tax tip time. Certified public accountant Michael C. Flowers will be along about 45 minutes past the hour. The Buckmaster Show comment line 790-2040, and we invite you to be a Facebook friend of the show, as we're now over 3,000 friends of our show. We're very proud of that as we push toward our 3-year anniversary of this project. Let's welcome now Shelley Keis. Shelley, how are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you, Bill.
Shelley is one of three candidates in CD8, Ed Martin, one of them, and Martha McSally on the Republican side are hoping to advance past the primary and then face off against the incumbent Ron Barber. Shelley, and we should spell your last name, it's K-A-I-S, pronounced Keis.
Yes,
so
sir.
When people see that, they will know it rhymes with ice.
Or nice.
Or nice. Nice is probably a better way to put it. Shelley is a corporate trainer. She's had her own company, Keis Systems, for many years, consulting and corporate training work. Why did you get into this race, Shelley?
I actually entered into the race in August with an exploratory, and I wanted to talk to people to find out what their concerns and their issues are. As I listened to not only neighbors but folks weighing in on my website, I found out that people are concerned about a safe place to live. People are concerned about putting food on the table, education for their children, jobs. And I thought, now is the time for someone with business experience. I've been training for this for 25 years, and I decided to get into the race.
Education is one of your huge concerns. We talked a little bit with our education contributor, Dr. Robert Hendricks, about this dropout situation. We actually talked, Shelley, as you know, with Dr. Hendricks on the eve of what was called Grad Nation, trying to find ways to keep more of our young people in school. You were a moderator at that event. What do you think the solution is to keep kids energized and to get them to stay in school and to get a high school degree?
Well, thank you very much for asking about education. And I was the moderator of the panel for the Grad Nation Summit last week. We asked a lot of questions, but one thing we know for sure is that we need to put systems in place, a collective impact, if you will, where we are taking children from cradle to career. Because we know that the brain is developed 80% by the time a child is 3 and 90% by the time the child is 5. All the studies will demonstrate that a child who has suffered from a traumatic event will have less brain activity and connections, a lot of technical terms here, but less connectivity in the brain than a child who has been nurtured. we find that children are dropping out of high school in ninth grade. Interestingly enough, Bill, some kids are staying home because maybe mom and dad need to go to work, and there's other children at home that need to be cared for.
So they're having to absorb the financial responsibility, or not necessarily the financial responsibility, but the responsibility, the household responsibilities.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And we know that when children aren't reading by third grade, that is an indicator. There's all types of correlation data that will show children not reading in third grade will not finish high school. And the other thing, we need to make education exciting again. We need to get kids involved in their academics.
Kids that want to go to school every day and rather than dread going to school every day.
Absolutely. We have a lot of kids that get up in the morning and don't want to go, and they fight their mom. But, you know, we have a lot of children that want to go to school as well and aren't given that opportunity or aren't starting the day right. So we need to work with parents as well to educate parents on the importance of education, to educate parents on the importance of what an engaged child looks like when they arrive at school.
We're speaking with Shelley Keiss. She is a candidate, one of the three candidates, Republican candidates in CD2. You know Martha McSally. You had a relationship as far as working with her when she had her special election.
Yes, I do. In January of the CD8 special election, Martha was referred to me by the Pima GOP to assist her with her messaging. As the race was pretty much underway, Martha had difficulty finding someone to work with her as a campaign manager, communications consultants, etc. And my company did get her started by putting up websites, Facebook, and we worked with her along the way through the CD8 election. And when she ran again in CD2, she was established in the area and was able to bring in people.
Well, I think the Republicans in CD8 have three very different candidates and very good candidates who all bring their own expertise to the table. And certainly, I know you feel very strongly one of your platform issues, stabilizing our economy, and people talk a lot about jobs. What's the Shelley Keiss solution to improving the economic picture in southern Arizona?
Well, you know, it's interesting because there isn't a linear response. There's several things that are going to take place parallel. For example, we need to have a good education system to have a good workforce to attract businesses. We haven't opened new businesses in Tucson in a long time. We need to bring business in, and business will bring jobs. So what does that mean? Well, a lot of folks in the workforce need to step up, and we need skills. We need competency-based workforce development. We need people to understand the importance of data-driven decisions that our businesses are making. So jobs coming to Arizona begins with having an educated workforce.
Talk a little bit about Davis Monthan as far as keeping – well, there's been a lot of talk about somehow we need to try to keep the A-10 here. But what do you see as the solution to keeping a strong and vibrant Air Force community in Arizona?
Well,
in southern Arizona.
Well, Bill, I have been very fortunate. I serve on the Military Affairs Board and for the last 2 years have served on the Executive Committee of the Military Affairs Committee. So it's the Executive Board of the committee. One of the things that I recommended when we heard back in August that there was a possibility of the A-10 going away, one of the things I suggested was a bold solution. The Air Force is looking at three aircraft, the Joint Strike Fighter, the KC-46, and the Long Range Bomber. If we could go after one of those aircrafts and bring it to Davis-Monthan, then we're looking at the sustainability. We're looking 50 years out at keeping Davis-Monthan as a viable organization and entity in southern Arizona. So when my suggestion would be the KC-46, which rolls out of Boeing next year.
This is a large cargo plane. Think of Boeing 767. Adapted for military purposes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If we brought that here, let's take it one step further. And again, I realize I'm making a big stretch, but we've got to stretch big to grow and prosper. If we said to FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. We have in the past from Southern Arizona reached out and been emergency responders for natural disasters. How about if we bring a FEMA operational center down here, again, down to beautiful Southern Arizona where we have no floods, earthquakes, tornadoes? Why don't we do that and see if we can't begin to build a system of a support system for emergency management?
And what was the response? What's the response?
Well, I think a lot of people in Southern Arizona are listening and are asking questions and are reaching back to Washington, D.C. and up to Boeing and looking at what the viability of that might be. Nothing like this happens quickly, but we need to put a vision, a strategic plan in place for us to keep Southern Arizona as a viable community with jobs, with families that are educating their children and staying right here in Southern Arizona.
Tell our listeners a little bit about your business background and why you formed KAIST Systems.
Well, I was an educator. I became a teacher in 1978, and in 1989, I decided to take my teaching into the corporate level. So I began teaching adults in corporations, government agencies. My husband and I lived in Washington, D.C., and right outside of Washington, D.C. And so I began doing training and consulting, particularly with federal agencies and large corporations. I've provided training all over the world, and my area of expertise is federal budgeting, which makes a federal run for Congress so important to me because I believe I bring the skills and expertise, not just of business, but also my understanding of the federal budget process and the government agencies that we work with.
And you and your husband then settled in Sahuarita.
Yes, sir, we did. Mm-hmm. We moved to Tucson. We picked Tucson. We moved to Sahuarita in 2007, and we opened our office. We are at in the Millionaire Building where Campbell tees into Valencia, and we do training, consulting, facilitation. We have a beautiful classroom with computers. My area of expertise of late is analytics. So I work with organizations to develop dashboards to keep them in line with what their performance is. Is it meeting their goals?
All right. Shelley KAIST is our guest, and we're going to wrap it up here with Shelley. And again, it's KAIS. And Shelley, where would you like people to go to learn more about you? To your website?
Yes, that would be great. It's Shelley KAIS, SHELLEYKAIS, for Congress.com. Shelley KAIS for Congress.com.
Thank you very much, Shelley. And we'll be talking with you as the candidates, as this candidate campaign gets heating up. We'll be talking with all the candidates. Thank you very much, Shelley.
Thank you, Bill.
We want to change the way you think about an art gallery. This is Diana Medeiros inviting you to join this radio station and me at Medeiros Gallery this Thursday, anytime between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. for the KVOI-KCEE Holiday Shopping Day. Come enjoy delicious treats from Guini's French Cafe and take advantage of all the holiday specials just for our listeners, plus giveaways every hour. Medeiros Gallery truly has something for everyone, from beautiful art that will fill your home with color and joy to a huge selection of Southwest gifts, including mosaic cowboy boots, Tucson holiday cards, art calendars, and hard-to-find Southwest ornaments. Medeiros Gallery even has mini canvases, something for everyone on your holiday shopping list. So try something new today and come on over. You will be surprised and delighted. I hope to see you this Thursday, December 12th, at Medeiros Gallery at Campbell and Skyline from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Happy holidays from Medeiros Gallery.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they save money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Limited time offer.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Let's join now Keith Rosenblum, the Buckmaster Show contributor on the border. Keith writes about the border for several publications, including Inside Tucson Business. He's former senior border reporter for the Arizona Republic and former Sonora correspondent for the Arizona Daily Star. Keith, how are you today?
Hi, Bill. Good morning. I'm doing well, thank you.
The Arizona Republic has an editorial, lead editorial today. It's a border, not a barrier. In effect, they are endorsing what is being called the Border Zone Extension Resolution. Currently, a border crossing card, as you know, Keith, only gets a visitor 75 miles into the state. So if a Mexican family wants to visit the Phoenix area, they have to complete an I-94 form. This extension would actually make Arizona, the whole state would become then, the border crossing card would be good throughout all of Arizona. Do you like that idea?
Do it post-haste. It sounds like a great idea. I can't believe someone had the creativity and the decency to do it. It should happen right away. After 9/11, we came up with legislation that essentially treated everybody the same. That meant that if you were from Kenya or Sudan or Yemen or Mexico, you were treated the same. And I think that's the kind of thing that makes sense to say to Mexico, hey, we're giving you a special pass or a special entree. It seems like a really sense. And it also would be good for economics. It sounds like a great idea.
Mexico, of course, is Arizona's biggest trading partner, accounting for $6 billion in exports last year. The city of Phoenix decided just last week or so, Keith, that they would be establishing a trade and tourism presence in Mexico City. We had this Congressional Foreign Affairs, House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee here in Tucson, a field hearing earlier this week. I think this new emphasis on Mexico is a win-win, certainly for both, for Arizona and for Mexico. I'm sure you'd agree with that.
I'm involved in somewhere between $50 and $300 of that $6 billion figure today in Nogales, Mexico. And I think that it's the kind of wake-up that we ought to have had 20 or 30 or 40 years ago. But at any point, it will be welcome. I think that the key really here, the Mexico has no barriers to us. You could come down today and set up the Buckmaster show on radio anywhere in Mexico and have it be almost approved in a week or two. When it comes to Mexicans coming across and doing that, we vet them in so many ways that we make it tougher. And we start with the way that we greet people when they come into the country. And I know that I hammer this point a lot, but it really is important. The way that we treat people, Bill, when they come into the U.S., whether they're flying into Sky Harbor, whether they're coming in by bus, or they're coming in by car, pedestrian, in most cases, I would say in 7 out of 10 cases, there's a presumption, there's a hostility and a presumption that you're here to do something to take advantage of us. These are institutional things in CBP and in Border Patrol. That is one of the things that we have to overcome. We have to lay out a welcome mat and make people feel like they are welcome and we want their business and we want their visits. We have Arizona in particular, but the U.S. in general has a stigma to overcome. If I were Mexico and I was treated that, as many people are, I'd be saying, you know what, let me look to Canada or let me look to Guatemala or somewhere other than the U.S. The way that they greet us is with hostility.
Keith Rosenblum is with us on the Buckmaster Show at least once a month. We call upon Keith to talk a little bit about the border. I've been hearing about this border in Sonora, the tax going up on goods that come into the United, that actually Mexican shoppers have to pay more tax. Can you tell us anything about that? Have you heard about this?
I can tell you everything about that, Bill, because I had to learn it in order to write stories that were half coherent. What happened was this. Mexico in the 60s decided that it was time to give a break to the people in their border area. Their border area, for most of the country, is a 21-kilometer, like a 14-mile strip that hugs the U.S. border. Sometimes it goes a little bit more, like in the case of Cananea. The entire peninsula of Baja California, which is 1,000 miles long, that's a free zone. It's called Zona Libre or Franca Fronteriza. And so what they did was they said, we really want to populate and have that area grow as we did with the Homestead Act in the United States. We said, you know what, we really want to populate the West and the Southwest, so let's go ahead and give people a break if they'll farm the land, if they'll go and move to these godforsaken areas. And that's what Luis Echeverria did when he was president in the 60s for Mexico. He said, okay, we're going to give people in the border a break. Well, a half century later, you know what, it actually was time to revisit that because the border's become, in many ways, more prosperous than the interior. So they gave the lower taxes, the lower national sales tax, the other kinds of breaks that were given to business. It was a nice thing, but it was kind of bogus. It had reached its point where it really, the people in border don't deserve it. That's an unpopular thing for me to say, but I don't care. I mean, who am I beholden to except for you? The taxes are higher now. That'll be reflected in a 5% surcharge when you come down to eat or to buy something, or when you come to do business in the border area. But you know what? The time had come for a level playing field in Mexico as well.
Well, I would think this will help merchants here in the Tucson area over the holiday season or whenever this thing takes effect, right? it will make goods a little cheaper here in the United States. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, what happens is, where this basic, it happens, it hurts. The Mexicans say that it hurts in two areas. Number one, it hurts because instead of it being an 11% value-added tax or sales tax, mm-hmm. it's gone to 16%, or it goes to 16% as of the new year. So that's number one at the retail level. And then there's a series of things that also kick in that have to do with workplace. A bunch of the benefits that the border industries had, that the twin plant industry had, they also vanish, and now the border becomes pretty much on the same keel or the same level as industry in the rest of the country. I don't think it's going to be a mass exodus for anybody, but what it means is that retail a little bit higher, some of the benefits go away for employees, but I don't think it's going to be much of a difference for Tucson or the border area. It just means it becomes a little bit more expensive. Mexico City grabs that 5% to grab all that other money. We're going to figure out some ways to redistribute it in block grants or the equivalent of them in Mexico.
Have a great holiday season. Thank you, Keith.
Thanks, Bill. Bye.
Bye.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says there are very, very positive trends in the number of people using a government website to sign up for private health care coverage. New numbers show 364,000 had signed up as of the end of last month. Critics of the budget deal worked out by Democratic and Republican negotiators in Congress complain that most of the deficit savings will not be seen for at least several years. Many Americans who fly would rather not listen to other passengers making phone calls during a flight. A new AP-GFK survey indicates that about 3 out of 5 travelers who have flown at least once in the past year oppose lifting the current ban on in-flight cell phone calls. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 72 points, the NASDAQ off 42. More details at srnnews.com.
Noble Hops.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may
have... Open daily at La Cunada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Have you had a chance to visit Biosphere 2's engaging Facebook page yet? Our likes have doubled the last 30 days, so check it out and you'll see why. Inspire and stimulate your mind with all the exciting things going on both inside and outside every day at Biosphere 2. Experience our new architecture, engineering, and history tours. The University of Arizona's Biosphere 2, a world of discovery and adventure. Like us on Facebook and visit today.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847. Once a month, we focus on animal care issues here on the Buckmaster Show. This segment is about specialty animal care presented by Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, an award-winning facility open 24/7 and recognized as the best place to bring your sick or injured pet, located at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road and on the web at vscot.com. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, specialty vets for special pets. And joining us for this month's animal care segment, Dr. Sally Ann Chalax, veterinary internal medicine specialist. Doctor, how are you today?
Good. Thank you for having me.
It is pronounced Chalax.
Schlax.
Okay, got it. Tell me a little bit about what a veterinary internal medicine specialist is, and is it much different than an internal medicine specialist for humans?
It's actually very similar. So in addition to the 4 years of training that a regular veterinarian goes through, there's 3 years of additional training in internal body systems of dogs and cats. So examples of diseases that we typically will see will be glandular diseases like diabetes, any disease of the heart or lungs or stomach, intestines, anything that's happening internally.
What type of services would be offered at Veterinary Specialty Center when it comes to internal medicine?
So we offer specialized diagnostics, things like abdominal ultrasound. We can also do ultrasound-guided biopsies of internal organs. If a pet needs advanced imaging, like CAT scans or MRIs, we will also offer that kind of diagnostics. And then we do endoscopy, just like in people. We can put a camera down into the stomach and intestines, take out foreign material or take biopsies. We can also put a camera into the nose or the lungs and even the bladder.
So it's very advanced, the latest technology.
Yes.
What type of common problems would be presented to you there at the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson with a pet owner coming in and saying that their particular dog or cat is having some issues? What kind of issues would those be, Dr. Schlax?
So probably the most common thing that we see around this time of year is vomiting and diarrhea, usually vomiting and diarrhea that's severe enough or persistent enough that typical treatment, they're not responding. So things that happen a lot around the holidays would be, you know, got into the garbage or into Christmas decorations and there's something stuck that won't come out. That's kind of where we come in.
Well, and there's some warning signs, certainly, that the owner should be looking for, correct?
Yes. So vomiting and diarrhea, just like in a person, can be anything from a self-limiting problem that goes away on its own, but anything that lasts for more than 24 to 48 hours should be concerning, and especially if the vomit contains blood or brown flecks or if it seems like it's a large amount of vomit or diarrhea that can cause dehydration, just like if a person or a child were sick, it's time to go see the vet.
Animals love to get in, of course, to the, if possible, getting leftovers from the turkey dinner or the upcoming holiday dinner. Our dietary needs don't necessarily parallel those of our four-legged friends, correct?
Exactly. So something like turkey that has a lot of butter or oil in it is usually too rich for pets, and they can get really, really sick from it, get inflammation of their pancreas, to the point where they actually need to be in the hospital getting fluids and things like that. Right. So typically, it's good to stick to the regular diet.
How about the infections that the humans deal with this time of year with the viruses, the cold and the flu viruses? Do those translate at all to the animal world?
Most infections that people get aren't contagious to dogs and cats, but there are some viruses in puppies and kittens that we definitely worry about, and dogs and cats typically are vaccinated for. So this is a really popular time to bring a new puppy or kitten into the household, and those puppies and kittens are at a high risk for getting viruses of the GI tract. Probably the most concerning is parvovirus in puppies. And they are not protected even with vaccines until they're about 6 months of age. So it's really important that they're up to date on their vaccines and not really exposed to other puppies until they're fully vaccinated.
Dehydration is an issue not only for humans but for pets. If you see your dog or cat drinking what seems like suddenly going a lot to the water dish, I guess that could be a concern as well, huh?
Yes, I think probably the best advice is to know what's normal for your dog or cat or your puppy, and then that way, if they are drinking more than usual, if you're filling up the water bowl, then you think is more than normal, that's definitely a warning sign that something's going on. Either they're dehydrated or they've developed a disease that makes them want to drink more water, and it's time to get checked out.
Yeah, I mean, from my own personal point of view and my own Norwegian forest cat, a.k.a. Maine Coon cat, the famous Buckmaster Princess cat, I have noticed Princess drinking what seems to me to be a little more water. And I don't know whether it could be just this time of year being dry. And I'm especially weary of this because a previous cat had diabetes, and we put the cat through the series of shots. And actually, I think the shots improved the animal's life, extended the animal's life for several years. But I'm always a little worried when I see maybe what might be excess drinking of water.
Yes, that's a very big one of the more common problems that dogs and cats will come to us is they're drinking more water, and then we have to do some blood tests to try to figure out, is it diabetes? Are their kidneys not really working as well anymore? And do some tests to kind of tease that out. But that is a very good reason to bring your pet to the vet.
Dr. Schlacks, I want to carve out a couple of minutes here about Christmas, specifically some of the dangers around the house. And there are some that folks should be aware of for our dogs and cats. Give us some of the things that could be of a concern.
Oh, so I think definitely anything from the table. Table food is probably not good to give to dogs and cats, but specifically things like chocolate. Make sure that they don't have access to that. It's toxic to both dogs and cats. Raisins and grapes, macadamia nuts, things that you wouldn't really expect, like diet or sugar-free gum, can be very toxic. So it's best to stick them to their normal diet or treats for pets that you can buy in the store. Other things that we'll see that you might not expect is shiny things like tinsel. Cats will eat that kind of stuff off the tree, and then it gets stuck in their intestines. So trying to make sure that they don't have access, or if they're chewing on it, to get rid of it so that they don't get it stuck in there.
Everybody likes, it seems like the cats love to play with the bows and the ribbons, too.
Yes, yep. And if those get stuck in their intestines or stomach, that can be a major problem.
And be
sorry.
I was just going to say, be very careful about flames with candles.
Oh, yep, definitely. And anything that's left around for them to get into. So candles and things like electrical cords, overloading extension cords. Cats and dogs can chew on them and actually become electrocuted. So if they notice them kind of interested in that area, it's good to keep it off the floor and protected.
Well, it's good to know that you folks are there 24/7 during the holiday season. If there is an issue, someone is available at the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson that can immediately take care of the issues, correct, Doctor?
Yes, definitely can call at any time to ask questions over the phone. Most typically we'll say just bring your pet in and we can take a look at them and decide what they need to do next.
Sally Ann Schlax, Doctor, thank you very much for being with us, and I want to wish you and everybody over there at the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson a great holiday season. Thank you.
Oh, you too. Thanks for having me.
Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson Specialty Vets for Special Pets. They are located in their award-winning facility. It's a beautiful facility at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road, and also you can find them very conveniently on the web, VSCOT.com, or if you just Google it, Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, it will get you there. We'll be right back with our favorite certified public accountant, Michael C. Flowers, right after this.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com.
Chance plays a big part in today's world. There's a 5% chance you were born with an extra rib, a 12% chance we'll have a solar megastorm in the next decade, and a 20% chance that if you got in a road accident in Sweden, it was caused by an elk. Well, Cox Business understands that chance has no place in running a small business. Get business internet and phone for just $99 a month and enjoy the 100% certainty that comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's right. You get 100% certainty with phone features like on-the-go voice manager and internet speeds faster than basic DSL. Plus, 100% confidence with service that's been honored with the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with small, mid-sized business wireline service. Make the switch today and get some certainty in an otherwise uncertain world. There's now a 99% chance this commercial is over, except for the legal.
Offer ends 12/31/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Must be claimed within 30 days of service activation. Other conditions apply. For J.D. Power Award information, go to jdpower.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. What a beautiful area of southwestern New Mexico, and they're right at the doorstep of the world-famous Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument. So much to do over there, and again, it's only three and a half hours east of Tucson. I strongly recommend check out their website, really nice, southwestnewmexico.org. It's got the full listing of great places to stay in the area, including Bear Mountain Lodge and Lake Roberts Motel. Let's welcome now Certified Public Accountant Michael C. Flowers. Mr. Flowers is the CPA of the Buckmaster Show. Always a pleasure. Michael, happy holiday season to you.
Happy holidays to you, Bill, and great to see you again on the air.
I can't believe that we're 2 weeks away from Christmas. That means we're 3 weeks away from the end of the year, and that means there are some deadlines coming up. It's that time of year for the taxes.
There certainly are, and the most critical one is maybe obvious is December 31st because the majority of taxpayers are what's known on the cash basis. So if you write a check by December 31st, it'll count for 2013. If you write that same check on January 1st of 2014, it will not affect this year's taxes. So there is a rush to try to pay as many expenses as you can before the end of the year in most cases.
Michael, let's talk about some of the items, a few tax items that we should consider, and let's start with charitable contributions.
There's a couple of charitable contributions. Probably the better one for most taxpayers, if they're going to have a state tax liability, is the state allows for three different tax credits. And a credit is a dollar-for-dollar refund of any money that you provide in the form of a credit. So if you gave $1,000 to a tuition support organization that's qualified, when you file your state tax return, you get that $1,000 back. There's not only a tuition support, but there's assistance to public schools, generally extracurricular activities of up to $400 for married filing jointly. And then there's a working poor credit of another $400. So, and for a married filing joint with the tuition support, it goes up to $2,000. So you can get up to $2,800 off your state taxes by writing $2,800 in checks, which is a net effect of zero.
And if you're giving to a qualified public charity, make sure you have some kind of record to show that you did indeed give.
Right, and the charity is supposed to send you an acknowledgement not only of your contribution but to state that you've not received anything in exchange. So, for example, if you went to one of the many balls that are in town, I believe the Angel Balls this weekend.
Yes, it is.
And if you bought a $5,000 auction item, you're not supposed to write that $5,000 off, because in exchange for the $5,000, if you receive something that's worth at least $5,000, you wouldn't get a tax deduction. If you paid $5,000 for something worth $1,000, the IRS is saying then you can only write off $4,000.
CPA Michael C. Flowers is with us. We always recommend Michael and his firm of Flowers and Rieger and Associates. They really have been around a long time. They know just about everybody in the community. Michael's a former, I believe, Small Business Recipient of the Year a few years back.
I was
right?
a Small Business Leader of the Year.
Yeah, there you go. So, I mean, you care a lot about this community.
Yes, I certainly do, Bill, and I want to equally acknowledge everything you do in the community and what a great service this radio show is for getting the word out in the community, mostly with good news, which is what we like to hear.
How about
by the way, thank you very much for that. Taxpayers reducing capital gains?
Well, one strategy is let's say you had a $20,000 gain throughout the year on one of the stocks, let's just say Apple. If you have another stock that you have that has a losing position in it, you paid $100,000 for it, it's now worth $77,000. You then could sell that stock with a $23,000 loss. Instead of having a $20,000 gain, you would have a $3,000 loss on your return. And that's the maximum amount of loss that you can take on your tax return as it relates to a capital loss. So it's a good time to look at your portfolio, a good time to call your broker. It's a great, great time to get with your CPA or your tax provider and ask them what specific ideas do they have as it relates to your unique tax situation. It's very difficult to tell everybody to do the same thing because not everybody's in the same situation. But as your CPA and with all our clients, we're going through item by item what they can do and what makes sense.
What is the difference between a certified public accountant and a so-called tax provider, Michael C. Flowers?
It's dramatic, Bill. My wife, for example, and Renee, I still love you, so I'm just using you for an example. My wife could be a tax preparer, and Renee is not in the tax preparing business. But
if she were?
She could be known as a tax preparer. In order to tell the public that you're a certified public accountant, first of all, you need to graduate from a college. You need to have at least, in New York, it was 2 years experience. Arizona, you need a master's degree and at least 1 year's working with the CPA firm. In addition, you must pass a rigorous CPA exam, which is very similar to the bar exam. So you are truly the professional when it comes to the area of certified public accounting and taxes in particular. So be very careful in the public to make sure that you understand that distinction. And a CPA may cost a few more dollars than somebody who's not a CPA, but I can almost guarantee you in 95% of the cases that the CPA is going to save you more than the non-CPA.
And you'll gladly sit down on an introductory basis with anyone in the community, of our listeners.
We have, as a courtesy to your listeners and our referral sources, we tell them that we're more than happy to meet with people on a up to half hour, no charge, initial consultation basis. We can do that over the phone. Many times I just take a phone call and I advise somebody what they may need to do or point them in the right direction. And that's just a courtesy to the community, and we'd like to see people be successful. And, we're not a big believer in paying a tremendous amount in taxes. Everybody should pay their fair share, but where you can minimize it, it's certainly your right and duty almost to make sure that you're keeping as much money as you can possibly keep.
And the office is centrally located.
Yeah, we're at Broadway and Country Club. I've been there, as you know, since the late 70s, and the firm's coming up on its 30th year anniversary. So we've been around a long time, and our staff is equally as experienced. Most of our staff average at least 20 years experience.
How about getting back to some of the time running short maybe for retirement? Maybe everyone should take a look at the retirement account at this time of year.
Yeah, one thing to make sure of is, are you maximizing your 401k? If the company matches, let's say your company has a 4% match and you've not funded anything, It's a waste of money, and to the extent that you could take 4% of your salary and double it immediately by putting it into a 401k because the company's going to match that 4%. So at a minimum, do that. But the limits are, if you're under 50, about 17.5 can go into a 401k, and if you're over 50, I believe it's 23,000. So you can put a substantial amount of money away. And by putting money into your pension plan, you save the tax bracket. So if you're in a 40% tax bracket and you put $20,000 in your 401k, you'll save $8,000 in taxes, which essentially is the government putting $8,000 in your pension plan.
Going to have to wrap it up here with Michael C. Flowers, but it's important about gift giving this time of year. Everyone likes to talk about gifts, but what about a cash gift?
Cash you shouldn't be dealing with too much. You can certainly write checks, and the IRS has a limit of $14,000 per person that you can gift money to. And it's really an estate tax concept. It doesn't really have an income tax consequence to it. Everybody says, oh, geez, my mom gave me $14,000. Do I have to pay tax on it? So, but give us a call if you have those type questions. We'd love to give quick answers to simple questions.
All right, Michael C. Flowers. The best way to get a hold of Michael, go to our website, buckmastershow.com. There's a link to Michael's office. But again, it's Flowers, Rieger & Associates. You can Google Michael C. Flowers, Certified Public Accountant, and that will get you there too. Michael, I want to wish you and everybody over at the firm and to your family a great holiday season.
Same to you, Bill, and we look forward to getting together with you and Ann on a social basis.
Thank you very much. Michael C. Flowers, Certified Public Accountant. Shout out to Culligan Water. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan Better Water. Pure and simple Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial needs. We thank Culligan also. They provide a nice chilled bottle of their product to all of our in-studio guests and folks. All of our guests love that, and why wouldn't they? Good water all the time for you from Culligan. John C. Scott Show this afternoon. John, the Dean of Local Talk, 3 to 5 right here on KVOI. Then Wake Up Tucson tomorrow morning with Chris and Joe, the Wake Up Tucson Show from 6 to 8 tomorrow. Our annual Southwest Books of the Year. We'll spend a half an hour talking about the top picks of the year. And also we have a newsmaker interview with Sharon Bronson. On behalf of Michael C. Flowers and producer Rosemary Brown, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.